No more wishin' and hoppin' and thinkin' and dreaming for downtown coffee connoisseurs. The old Ani DiFranco song says it all when it comes to books and company bringing back a coffee shop where people can once again enjoy delicious baked goods and specialty coffees in the relaxed atmosphere of everyone's favorite bookstore. The good news came out on social media Friday, April 18th, and it kinda blew up. Caitlin Petey, owner of Kate's Sweet Bites and Beanery, said when she and Books and Company owner Owen Lubbers made the recent announcement about their latest collaboration. Mid-May is when the cafe will open, but as construction is still taking place at the bookstore, there is no grand opening date set as yet. Caitlin said she couldn't be happier about taking on this new project. For years she worked in Café Voltaire that was in Books and Company before Lubbers made the tough decision to shut it down during the pandemic. Caitlin said she has had her cafe in the Heart Mall for the last 3 years, and as things started to slow down when other coffee shops came into the Heart area, she knew it was time for a change. "It just wasn't busy enough for me up here," Petey said. At first Petey was going to have a pop-up in the bookstore, but then she approached Lubbers with the idea of making it more permanent and he agreed. Petey started baking because her mom and grandmother were great bakers, she said. "But I actually went to pastry school in Vancouver," Petey said. "I lived there for almost a decade and I have been in the hospitality and food industry since I was 16. Going to pastry school really opened a lot of doors for me. The goal was to open a bed and breakfast, but since then things have evolved. I worked in lots of restaurants and cafes. I love the coffee and I love the treats and I love them together. Everything is made from scratch," Petey said about her baked goods. Her most popular items are her pecan sticky buns and a variety of scones. She creates her own syrups for her specialty coffees whenever she can. "And we actually do coffee flights, and I think we're the only place in town that does it, but I could be wrong," Petey said. "So we do 4 little mason jars and you get to pick anything off the menu you'd like to try." Coming back to Books and Company is full circle for Petey. "People are so excited the coffee shop is coming back," Petey said. "But I do want people to know that it's going to be different than Café Voltaire. There's not going to be a kitchen. I have a commercial kitchen that I rent off-site. So there will be a little kiosk, a little barista area and lots of seating, along with baked goods and a variety of specialty coffees." Petey will be offering lunch items as well. "There will be some similarities between Café Voltaire and Kate's Sweet Bites and Beanery," Petey said. "I have been asked for open mic nights and trivia nights, so if we have more butts in seats we will absolutely do special events," Petey said. "I just want to ask people to support local as much as possible. I am putting my whole heart and soul into my business. I want it to be very successful. I love to bake, I love feeding people. I love making people happy. So I just hope people come out and support, and if you don't like my stuff I know there are 4 other coffee shops downtown. Just support local." Books and Company owner Owen Lubbers knows Café Voltaire was missed. "But in food service there's a lot to not miss," Lubbers laughed. "However, what we lost when we closed the coffee shop was being a meeting place and a hangout, and our unofficial nickname back then was Prince George's Living Room. So what we missed was being the place people came to hang out and bring visitors from out of town to spend the afternoon. Now it's time to bring it back to the way it used to be." Lubbers said the idea to bring back the coffee shop started pretty quickly after Café Voltaire was closed because so many people would talk about how much they missed it. "So it was always kind of in the back of my mind," Lubbers said. "But I also knew I didn't want to own it and run it this time around. So I knew if it was going to work out it had to be someone coming in to run their own business. So I kept that in the back of my mind, and then in November I went up to visit Caitlin and pitched the idea to her. They figured out pretty quickly that they could make it work. The special events will be a welcome addition to the downtown vibe once again. That was another part of what made our place special before," Lubbers said. "We weren't open late every night, but having events in the evening typically free to the public I think contributed to being a community hub, so I don't know if we'll launch all of that right away because we'll need to let the dust settle from getting the coffee shop open, but we know there's a desire for it in the community. Caitlin is probably one of the most qualified bakers in town," he added. "So people can expect delicious baking and food," Lubbers said. "And we're excited to welcome people back into the store because that's really what it's all about. Keep checking Books and Company Facebook page for updates on when the coffee shop will open.